So hello and welcome to another issue of our Trainee Times podcast series. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintens. It's been a while, hasn't it, since we last ran this podcast series, a couple of years when we ran it for our trainee solicitors for training contracts. This time slightly different, we're going to be bringing you 5 podcasts with our current solicitor apprentices and our original solicitor apprentice, Nathan Johnson, who is now qualified as a solicitor and works in our real estate department. So he's a real success story, having gone through the whole process, the whole 6 years. So the point of the series this year, well, we are highlighting National Apprentice Week. Obviously, that's something that's really important to us, having so many apprentices working within the firm, but having taken on so many apprentices in addition to the legal world as well. In my department alone, we've kept on our digital marketing apprentice, who is now our marketing assistant. So National Apprentice Week, super, super, super important. We also want to highlight through this podcast series that we are recruiting, and under the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship Consortium, we are recruiting for a further solicitor apprentice to join us in September 2024. So this is why we are bringing you this podcast series again, and we're going to be ringing them out each day, so they're in quite an expedient fashion. So we really just want to show you what life is like at Sintens for our apprentices, why they came to do kind of what they've done, how they've got here. Each of them has different routes. Each of them obviously is in different years, has different experiences and work in different departments. So if you're considering this, this is something that we really want you to have a listen to, and you can hear from the people actually behind the apprenticeship scheme at Sintens to see what it's really like and really what they think. And obviously understand that they're just, we're normal people just like everyone else. We work incredibly hard. We're very, very obviously professional. We're doing great things for our clients. But also it is a great place to work as well. So lots to kind of try and convey and get across.
Okay, so today in episode 4, I'm going to be talking to Sophie Lemon. Sophie, welcome. Why don't we start today by you introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about you and where you're working currently.
Hello, my name's Sophie. I'm currently in my second year of the solicitor apprenticeship. So I started in September 2022. I've always worked in the Wills Trust and Estates team, and I'm looking to move department in September this year.
Excellent. Do you know where you're moving to yet? Oh, actually, no, you probably won't do. It's a few months away, isn't it?
Just yeah.
In terms of that. So you'll probably find out a little bit nearer the time. So we're going to use the same format today, Sophie, as we've used across all of these episodes so far, or 3 of the episodes. We're going to find out a little bit more about you. We're going to pry. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out how you chose this route, your way into the solicitor apprenticeship scheme, how you're finding it. And then we're going to look at, in each of the podcasts, we've looked at a couple of areas kind of the process. And today we're going to talk about corporate social responsibility. We've mentioned that a lot in the previous episodes, where our apprentices and trainees work with us to raise money, to donate their time for fabulous, fabulous causes. And I've mentioned that we're just coming to the end of working with the People's Kitchen, who we've been working for the past 2 years. And we're just about to, via a staff of people vote, choose our next charity for the next couple of years. So that's come up quite a lot. I know you've listened to the other 3 podcasts, because you were telling me about that before. So we're going to talk about that. And then why don't we end it with, we're talking about the all important dates. Now this is episode 4, so we're another day closer to the submission date of 14th of February, when all applications need to be in. So obviously we'll talk about more about that at the end. So enough said, let's talk a little bit about you. We want to hear from you, want to hear about your routine. So tell us, because what's been really, really interesting and unique about the series so far is that everybody's got and has had a different routine. There's none of the people we spoke to have kind of done it for the same reasons or sort of in the same sort of background. So that's been really, really interesting, and hopefully our listeners have found that as well. So tell us how you've come to be here.
Yeah, so like you say, I think a lot of my other colleagues have had different kind of routes into it, but from my perspective, so I came straight in from sixth form. So I finished my A-levels in the summer of 2022, and I started in the September of the same 2022 in the firm as a solicitor apprentice.
Fabulous. So tell us how you found out about the scheme. I suppose that's probably a good place to start. Was that something that you found out about at college?
Yeah, I had quite a lot of support at my sixth form. I'd done A-level law, so my A-level teacher was quite up to date, and she informed me quite a lot of details in regards to the NESA scheme, any other experience that was available to kind of get myself into the route. So yeah, it was something which I was always interested in doing from quite an early stage.
That's brilliant though, isn't it, that law is now actually available as an A-level. I mean, that just shows how far we've come in a very, very short space of time, and sort of the accessibility into law now and all the different routes. I think that's fabulous. I think when I first heard that was an A-level, I was completely blown away. But then having said that, just I mentioned in sort of one of the earlier episodes that, excuse me, my daughter's just choosing her options at the minute, and one of the options for GCSE is sociology, which I just think is absolutely brilliant. And there's a whole creative media thing kind of going on there, where you get to use sort of all the Adobe products and stuff that my team had to, you know, sort of go back to college almost kind of to learn, is now being offered at GCSE. So it's phenomenal kind of the way it's gone. So you heard about it at sixth form, obviously having taken law as an A-level. It was something that interested you. Was this always your kind of, is this what you always wanted to do?
So my mum she works in a personal injury. So I've kind of always learned a little bit from her, and I've had quite a few work experience placements kind of prior to joining the firm. So I think it kind of reiterated that I really wanted to go down into this profession. I also applied for the Sutton Trust scheme with Newcastle University. So that was a 2-year course. And again, we learned about lots of different areas of law then. And I found it really interesting. So I think it was a great way to get into the profession, like you say.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous that you've known straight away that, you know, that's exactly what you wanted to do. I must profess, when I sort of was doing my GCSEs and A-levels, I had absolutely no clue what I wanted to do. And I ended up in sort of retail management when I first graduated, and then kind of migrated across to that, to marketing, and then migrated across to marketing in law firms. So I did actually, funnily, do my week's work experience in a law firm when I was in my fourth year at senior school, and I absolutely hated it. I couldn't stand it. I thought it was the worst week. I just really, really, it didn't gel for me at all. And then sort of fast forward a few years, obviously I had no intention for me to be a lawyer, but to then go on and have a fantastic sort of successful career in the legal industry, but actually to work in marketing has been absolutely brilliant. So yeah, but I'm really impressed that you knew just sort of from such an early age that that's kind of exactly what you wanted to do. So you know, by the time you were sort of aware of it, so your second year now, so the scheme had been going kind of, I guess, 4 or 5 years, hadn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's great that it's got sort of into schools and colleges, and kind of that momentum is there for it. So did you attend the opening evenings, did you say?
Yeah, so it was online because it was kind of still the COVID period. But yeah, I attended a lot of the kind of calls that were involved in the opening evenings, and that was a great insight into the application process and what to expect if you were looking to kind of apply, like I say, and get into the profession.
Yeah, great. So you applied, and tell us a little bit about the process. I mean, that would be interesting to hear. How was the process for you?
Yeah, it was quite a lengthy process. It does involve a few different kind of elements to it. So initially, it's the initial application, which is kind of just like a bit of a CV, a bit about yourself, but a bit of an application towards questions which are around the areas of law and things as such. And then you kind of then got invited to the next stage, which was the assessment group, and this was actually at the Muckle offices, and we completed some written tasks, some group tasks, and kind of was sat and done some kind of discussions and things, how we're going to progress cases. And then we'd done some hot seat kind of interviews as well, so that was with multiple different solicitors. I think there was about 8 people from the profession, but they were just kind of short little interviews. And then through to the next stages was the work experience. So that was held by the individual law firms. And then once you have you've kind of been to that, you kind of then go through to the next stage, which is whether you've got the job. And so long as you get the right A levels or results in the summertime, then yeah, you're perfect to kind of go in the September.
Fantastic. Did you enjoy the process? I mean, obviously there's lots of competition, and I guess there's kind of nerves around it, but did you feel supported? How did you kind of feel going into it?
Obviously it was quite daunting at first. I'd never done anything like that before, but it was still quite relaxed in the atmosphere. I think they understood that we were all, you know, still quite new to the profession, and no one expected us to be really competitive about it. And it was still relatively relaxed as well, so I think that put me at ease.
Mm-hmm. I can still remember your first day, and obviously there was other people started sort of with you at the same day, didn't mm-hmm. they, in terms yeah. of sort of other departments, but you always came across, I think, and still do, you know, very, very confident, and it, you know, it felt like you absolutely should be here, and it always has. We talked in previous podcasts about how it can be quite daunting just kind of coming into the profession,
yeah.
being obviously very, very new. There's a whole kind of language in the way that we sort of describe things, isn't there? There's so yeah, many acronyms. I remember when I said this in one of the earlier editions, when I first joined, I just thought people would just try. I thought they were fooling me, you know, the amount of different sort of acronyms there were for different things. And there is a whole kind of different sort of language, isn't there? But,
yeah.
but also you're adjusting to the environment. You're mm-hmm. working with people, with your team, you obviously the supervision, you've got obviously the studying side as well. So what was it like the first few weeks? How did you find that?
I mean, the firm were always supportive from kind of before I joined. So as soon as I kind of had the offer, and before I even had my A-level results, they asked that if I wanted to meet some members of the team which I was going into, which was the Wills Trust and Estates team. So we went out for lunch together, me and a few others, and it was really nice to kind of just get to know people a little bit before you join. But I think it makes the initial kind of joining at your first day in the office a bit less daunting, like you say. And I kept in contact with some people from HR as well, and they were kind of regularly emailing to check how I was getting on and how my A-levels were going. So I always felt kind of kept in the loop with things and support throughout.
Very good. Very good. I've asked each of the people that we've spoke to in this podcast series for a top tip that they would give to people who are considering the apprenticeship scheme, considering yeah. this route and considering Sinton's. And I mm-hmm. said that I think you get out of it sort of what you put in, the more kind of rewarding your career is. And I think that applies to a lot of things in life generally, doesn't it? But if you had to give a top tip to people listening to this who were thinking about it, well, what would be yours?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably just kind of go on a bit of what the people have said, like I say, but it is a lot about being yourself, showing kind of your experience outside of your A-levels or whatever kind of exams you're doing. I think it's important to remember that everyone's coming in to the application process with very similar kind of exam results, but it's how you can stand out apart from that. Just try and get as many kind of placements as you can get as possible prior to this to show, you know, your experience. But even things like anything you do socially, so I enjoy playing football, so I kind of included a lot of that into my application process, and the skills that I've picked up from playing football and coaching football. And yeah, like I say, just looking at all the skills that you've built up throughout, because I know obviously a lot of people are coming into it with very little experience, but just trying to build up on anything that you can think of that you can possibly bring to show who you are as a person.
No, I think you're quite right. I think that's actually, it's a brilliant, brilliant top tip as well, because you're right. People applying obviously have the required grades, their grades to a high standard, obviously, and mm-hmm. that's absolutely brilliant. But it's the unique selling points, isn't it? What do you do to differentiate? What do you do to make yourself stand out? And we talked to Faith at length about her music and mm-hmm. Her performing and the gospel choir and sort yeah. of singing and what have you. And obviously, yeah, you with your football, and you've actually represented the firm, haven't you? Actually playing yeah. football in, well, a couple of charity tournaments now, yeah. haven't you? So, mm-hmm. which is absolutely brilliant. And you were very, very good. So I think we only narrowly didn't win, didn't we? I think but,
we'll say that.
did come down to the final. But, you know, we've got another of those events on next month. Because yeah. we're just holding one last large event to raise money for the People's Kitchen. We mm-hmm. wanted to hit 25,000. That was the target. We've hit about 28,000, and we'd like to push that over the £30,000. Right. So that's why we're doing this one last event to really give that kind of a nudge over. And that just feels like a really sort of valuable 2 years that we've spent working for the People's Kitchen. So in terms of work, obviously you've had a steep learning curve. You, as you say, yeah. you've spent nearly the whole of your first 2 years in Wills Trust Estates team. And as we're recording this, you're about 20, 25 feet on my left, aren't you?
Across
the office. So we've sort of sat on the same floor the whole time. But how have you found the work? How have you found the supervision?
Yeah, no, it's been brilliant. You know, if I was to kind of choose, it wouldn't have initially been my first choice, but I've thoroughly enjoyed every second of it. You know, the support's been brilliant. It's a great department full of great people. And my supervisor, Lauren, she's really good. It gives me a lot of support, not just in my work, but kind of my uni side of things. Yeah, I couldn't ask for anyone better, really.
It is a very, very close-knit team. I think there's, you've got great relationships sort of in that team, and as you say, Lauren, I do a lot of work with Lauren. We do a lot of sort of recording of monthly Q&As with Lauren, and she is very, very good, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we've just covered so much, I think, now across these four podcasts, and hopefully people are listening to them in chronological order. And I don't necessarily sort of want to kind of cover what we've covered kind of in other ones, but
yeah,
so you've mentioned football, you've mentioned sort of outside of work. What else are you interested in? What else do you do? What else makes you Sophie?
Yeah, I'm quite a sociable person. I like to kind of spend my weekends going out with my friends and family. I like kind of going at least abroad once a year, just top up my tan when I can, but yeah, exploring new places. Yeah,
we keep bumping each other on dog walks, don't we, as well?
Yes,
sort of a weekend, and I won't say where, but we just seem to sort of end up at the same place at the same time, don't we?
Yeah,
sort of walking various dogs. Okay, excellent. And then any sort of exciting plans for this year, anything you're wanting to achieve by the end of the year?
Just kind of to keep going as it's going, just kind of getting better in the department which I'm in. But again, I'm looking forward to trying a new area of law in September this year, so that's exciting for me, my first kind of seat change.
And I kind of spoke to the other guys about balancing the work and obviously balancing your study. So you're 2 years in, you're well into it now. How's the study going for you?
Yeah, I think you kind of just have to get in a bit of a routine with things. So it does get easier over time, and the firm are really supportive in kind of exam periods. So you get an extra 10 days a year to kind of take a study leave, which is brilliant, you know, so it kind of still gives us a bit of a work-life balance. But yeah, it's not too bad, to be honest. Just got to keep your head in it.
You all seem to take it in your stride. I've never actually seen you flap, so that you always seem to have it sort of very much
keep it hidden quite well.
Under control. No, I think you've kind of got it. And as you said, just being sort of organised and keeping in it, isn't it? I think that's that's really important. I think the way you've described that's absolutely, absolutely spot on there. So we're going to talk about corporate social responsibility, aren't we now? We're just talking about things that as a solicitor apprentice you can get involved with in addition, obviously, to the legal work. And the legal work, you know, super, super important. Client work, you know, is absolutely key, absolutely paramount. But there's so much that you as a trainee group, but also kind of working with the CSR committee, do get involved in. When we talked about the charity football tournament, didn't we, sort of recently, and voting in a new charity now. So tell us a little bit about CSR from your point of view.
So I think we take it quite seriously at the firm. We're kind of proud of the fact that we're raising so much money for good causes, and usually in the local area. We're dedicated to that, kind of to develop the firm's involvement in local projects and activities throughout the Northeast, like I say. So recently we're kind of organising our next trainee challenge, which we're hoping to do the summer this year. But in prior years, so last year we went to do the Three Peaks, which was a great opportunity down in Yorkshire, and we all had it was a really nice kind of tight-knit group of trainees kind of together having a good time, and like I say, raising funds for a good cause. But I know in previous years they've kind of went from coast to coast, the port to port in Amsterdam. But yeah, there's been some great opportunities, like I say, to raise lots of funds, but not only just from the trainee challenge, but again, like you say, I've took part in football tournaments, netball tournaments, things such as, I know there's quite often golf days. Yeah, there's a lot of different fundraising activities. I mean, Lucy often does a bake sales, which is great across the firm as well. So yeah, like I say, there's always something going on to kind of raise money, like bingo. Yeah, it's just a lot going on. It's great.
I said in one of the earlier podcasts, I mean, two things. Number one, I had to go back to the gym and seriously actually start training because of the amount of nice food that just sort of tends to go around, around the firm. But then also in terms of the training challenges, I've had the pleasure of driving you guys around sort of minibus wise a couple of times. And we're just laughing that I seem to have basically took a massive minibus down every single sort of place I shouldn't have taken it in terms of narrow roads and what have you in Northumberland and in Yorkshire. So, looking forward to what we're doing sort of later on this year, which is all planned and will be for our new charity, but won't let the cat out of the bag just yet.
Keep it quiet.
The firm also donates 80 days a year to charities and to projects and to activities, and that can be for the charity you're working for, it can be for other charities that we're supporting on a departmental level, and it can be for clients and things that clients are involved with. So in addition to the fundraising and that part, there is this 80 days of goodwill as well, which I've always been really, really impressed about, and it does show the firm's actual commitment to giving back to the local charities and the local community, and sort of in terms of the People's Kitchen where we are located at Sinton's now. The People's Kitchen must be 500, 600 yards away from the building. And obviously they do such a worthwhile sort of job. I mean, you know, it's awful to think that we still need that in this day and age. But they do just such an amazing, amazing, amazing job. Mm. And it's just been very, very humbling. And it's very, very humbling to kind of go and look around to sort of meet the people. I've done some volunteering in there. I know a lot of people sort of have, and you know, they just do such a brilliant job and offer just something so sort of important. Okay, so we're going to talk now about dates for applying. So as I've mentioned in each of the episodes, applications close on the 16th of February. Now, you don't have long, so you need to get on and do that. Haven't mentioned our website yet, www.sintons.co.uk. Go to the Join Us section, where there is a whole section for solicitor apprenticeships. It's got a lot of useful information. It's got some top tips. It's got a link to our very, very nice brochure, which we've really tried to sort of simplify the process, and we've covered a lot of the brochure sort of in the more formal part of the end of each of these podcasts, but that's there for you to have a look at as well. And also the all important link, because you don't apply to this via Sinton's, you apply to this via Northumbria University's website. So the link is on that page to the form that you need to fill in for the solicitor apprenticeship scheme. So please do that. In terms of further dates, we'll be holding a first stage assessment on the 14th of March 2024 for those shortlisted to the next stage of the process. So that's a month after the closing date. So obviously CVs get looked at, they get sifted throughout the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship sort of consortium. That's done together. And then final assessment and interviews are held in April 2024. So it's sort of fairly prompt. There's something kind of happening each month, and you would be offered, if you were successful, employment to start September 2024. So very, very different to the training contracts at Sinton's, where we're always recruiting 2 years in advance. This is actually to start this year, this September. So lots of information on the website, and what we've really tried to get across with these podcast series, because they are very different to the podcast that we usually record, but then the Trainee Times podcast series always has been, because we're trying to get across to people looking at the apprenticeship, seeing whether it's for them, seeing whether Sinton's is a fit. And we're trying to get across that we are all human beings, hardworking people, obviously, but we are all human beings. We have all come to this via sort of different routes, and again, just love the route you've come to, in that I want this, you know, I've got, my mum's done this, I want this for me, and you've sort of seen that, and you've gone straight for it. And did you actually, what I haven't asked you, did you, I know we're going back and asking you a question, did you consider the university route, or was this always for you?
I did consider the university route. It was kind of just a backup option, really, to be honest. I had my heart set on the solicitor apprenticeship route, so if it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be, and I would go to university. But like I say, it was just the best option for me. I was ready to get stuck into some work, kind of hands-on, and I feel like you definitely learn a lot better kind of doing things in a practical way, well, I certainly do anyways, than learning the theoretical side of things. So I thought it was just a great opportunity. And really, like you would have said in the last podcast, there's nothing not to really love about the route. You know, you're getting a salary, you're getting your uni fees paid for. Yeah, it's just a great route.
And, you know, for you, you'll be qualified. How old were you when you'll be qualified? 24?
24,
you'll be 20, you'll be 24, qualified lawyer, no university debt, and a decent salary for a decent standard of living, sort of within that time, and you've got 6 years experience. Obviously, you do, in your last 2 years, you fall into the 6-monthly rotation, don't you, in the same way as the trainee solicitors, so you'll have covered a lot of the areas sort of the practice. So at 24, you are set for life.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's definitely what I was thinking.
Which is phenomenal. So you can understand why, I guess, the apprenticeship is growing in. It's growing in popularity because what it offers is just phenomenal. And that's why we are, as a firm, committed to apprenticeships anyway. I've talked at length about the amount of apprentices that I've had in my team and have gone on to keep them on. They've gone on to be very, very successful marketers. But obviously, you know, the firm is sort of massively committed to it, and that's one of the reasons for doing this podcast series in National Apprenticeship Week. So not only to highlight the fact that we are recruiting, but to highlight the fact that we are super supportive of the apprenticeship route. So
definitely.
Okay, well, someone's just gone past you with a drinks trolley. I can hear that. They're kind of coming up the
that's
floor.
Nothing and, you being next to the kitchen.
No, absolutely. And they're coming up my way now as well.
More so goodies, hopefully.
Absolutely. Hope so. Okay, so I've just mentioned in the last three podcasts, if you have any questions, please email me, david.pritchard@sintons.co.uk. I generally don't mind. I'd love you to get in touch. If you've got questions, you've got things you'd like me to put to the team and get answers for you, I'm happy to do that. It is a massive, massive decision. It is a big life-changing decision to make when you're 18, certainly in Sophie's case, when you're 18. So if you want to talk to us, please come and talk to us. We absolutely, absolutely welcome that. So my email again, david.pritchard@sintons.co.uk. I think we've covered everything today, Sophie. We've got one more podcast, which we're recording with Nathan Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'll record that tomorrow. And that's to go out as our fifth. And Nathan, along with Leah, was our very, very first solicitor apprentice back 7-odd years ago, and he's just qualified as a solicitor into our real estate team. So that's a real, real success story. So be interested to speak to him as kind of being the inaugural champion for the apprenticeship scheme in the Northeast. So looking forward to that one. Thank you for your time today. Love talking to you. Super impressed with you as always. Someone's literally just gone past you and coughed as well, haven't they? So this is working in an open office, ladies and gentlemen. This is open offices alike. Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
Thanks again.
Stay safe, everyone, and please do get in touch if you have anything else you want to ask, and we'll speak to you for our last episode in this series tomorrow. Take care. Thank you.